Ladies and gentlemen, we are live coming to you from the internet. Introducing first, with a professional record of a 5-star rating and the future winners of the Fight Pick Championship, Ricky Reed, Buddy Harlow, the MMA Marks Podcast. What's up, everybody? How you doing? How you doing? This is MMA Marks, two guys that love to mark out on all things MMA. I'm your host, Rick, and right next to me, as always, is Buddy Dude. What's up? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. We just had a fun little pre-show, pre-podcast stream. It was real fun. Got my ass kicked mostly by some of the people that I... You know what I mean? Some of the people in the community.
Oh, yeah, man. I've seen it. I watch you. Doing good. Having ourselves a nice little time. Hey. Try to get some challenges and whatnot, man. It's looking good.
Yeah. Shit. Sorry about the delay. I had to fill up my water, guys. That's what took so long.
It's all good. It's all good. Man, what a week of fight events, dude. How did you like it? What did you take away from it? What are you
What fight events are you talking about here?
Oh, my God, dude. For real? Thriller? Or Triller? Whatever?
No, Triad.
Triad, Triller, now, whatever.
I didn't watch it. I heard about it. Sounded like it was kind of fun, but for me, it wasn't even... I haven't even had enough interest to go watch it. I guess, watch clips of it or anything.
Frank Mir getting knocked out on his feet. You didn't see that one?
I heard about it, but no, I didn't see it.
Oh, it looked bad. It looked bad. Did you see...
Frank Mir was doing bad in Bellator, bro.
Yeah.
Getting fucking his mouth, top of his mouth broken, remember?
Yeah, he broke the plate, the top plate of his mouth.
That's fucking weird.
It is a little weird, but I mean, look, man, he's at the end of his career. He's just trying to cash in.
Buddy, don't watch anything non-UFC. I'm just loyal. I watch AEW. AEW and UFC, that's all I got time for these days.
Yeah.
Hey, these hoes ain't loyal, but I am loyal to my fucking brands.
Loyal hoe right there.
I'm a loyal ass hoe.
Hell yeah, man. But look, looking forward to, okay, let's get into UFC. Looking forward, we got Rob Font, Jose Aldo, main event. This whole fight card is looking pretty good, man. It's a hardcore's dream, pretty much.
You talking about the card coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised when I was going down the card. I thought this could be a pretty good lineup, but, I mean, calling it, what'd you call it, a hardcore's what?
It's a hardcore's dream right here, man.
I don't know about that.
Dude. Okay.
I mean,
casuals aside, Brad Riddle, okay. Rafael Fize, Clay Guida, Leonard Santos. I mean, Clay Guida's still fighting, which is amazing in itself. Santos, Jimmy Crute versus Oven Mitch Jamal Hill. I mean, come on.
Santos is older than Guido.
Which is crazy.
So don't even try to say he's too old. Fuck you.
Alonzo Menifield, William Knight. Come on. That's going to be a good-ass fight.
But as far as calling it a hardcores... I don't know. I don't know what kind of fan you're thinking of, but when I think of hardcore, I don't think that these type of matchups.
Okay, what do you think of when you hear hardcore? If you're going to say like Bisping, Dan Henderson, top guys that all the casuals know, then yeah, you're thinking of a casual's dream.
I actually wasn't going to.
What you going to say? Come on, be loyal to the brand.
All right, well, I feel like a lot of hardcores like Tim Elliott. How about that? Don't put me on the spot about this.
Oh, come on, man. Hey, come on. I like to see you sweat a little bit. Dirty Bird's all right. Let's go. Who's Dirty Bird's best fight?
No, I said Tim Elliott.
Oh, Tim Elliott. Sorry. That's a meth head with a mission. All right.
I feel like a lot of hardcores like him.
Yeah.
For sure.
Is he going to him versus Bryce Mitchell?
No, Bryce Mitchell's about to fight Edson Barboza, bro.
Oh, that's going to be a good-ass fight, dude. Camo shorts and all, dude. It's going to be great.
Hell yeah.
But,
Dude, he did you hear his rap?
No, I did not.
Mug Nasty got a fucking album dropping, dude.
Shut up.
I'm serious. And they have, like, I don't know, like, a sneak peek or something. Or it might already drop last Friday. I don't even remember.
Oh, man.
But I heard a little bit of it. It's not bad. It's not, like... It's nothing Tyron Woodley quality.
So we got Bryce Mitchell, Tyron Woodley, and who's the other guy that raps?
Kevin Lee.
No, white guy.
White guy.
Yeah, it's a white guy.
I know who you're talking about.
It starts with a K.
Does it?
His last name starts with a K.
Brian something. It's Brian something.
Brian Kelleher? Is that it? No.
It is Kelleher.
Is it Kelleher? Yeah. He has the Jesus necklace on. Yeah.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
From the UFC.
Kevin Lee chose Adderall. I know, man. Come on. He wasn't doing nothing. He was a bust from jump.
Let's just say this. The way... Raging Al just lost to Bobby Green.
Yeah.
That did a serious bad mark in Kevin Lee's legacy, or not legacy, I don't know if you want, but his hype, because he already got his ass whooped twice by Raging Al. You know, you're like, you're not even competing with these level guys?
Well, to be fair, I mean, Al gave up. Al gave up. But, look, we knew going in, as soon as Kevin Lee caught the charge for Adderall, that the writing was on the wall at that point. Like, it's time to go, dude. You gotta either get in a fight as soon as possible or move on. And
now look, I want to mention something since we're talking about this.
Yeah.
And I said this on my stream, and I want to just say it for everybody, you know, that tunes into the podcast and listens.
Okay.
Don't think I forgot about how y'all was disrespecting Charles Oliveira, saying Kevin Lee was going to beat him back way back when. Y'all think that Kevin Lee ever had a chance? Fuck no. That's why I laughed when he was coming out and everything. And the thing is I think everybody that thinks Poirier is going to run right through Oliveira is the same people that was thinking Kevin Lee would.
Yeah, I don't think.
Saying that, I don't think that they're the same caliber fighter. It's going to be a way harder fight for Oliveira. But it's the same type of person saying, oh, he'll run right through him. Fuck out of here, bro. Oliveira is way too fucking competitive.
I don't know, man. I don't think Dustin Poirier wants it as much as Oliveira does.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I mean, because the way he was talking on a couple interviews that I heard, it's like he's had, what is it? He's had like 50 fights or something. He said he's not looking to be the most...
dominant champion.
Dominant champion. He's looking for legacy fights. He's looking for money. I mean, come on, man. Like... that's just telling me that you don't want the division. You want a name.
I knew he was done fighting when he yelled to the commentary, I hate doing this.
Right.
Y'all forgot about that, too. I've been saying that, and he's fought since then, but really it just still seems that way.
He beat Conor because he could, and he just wanted to make a statement. And now he's made his statement. He's got his legacy. He just needs a belt, a legitimate belt, not an interim belt, and then he'd be good. And I hate champions like that. I hate champions like that.
He's
got
to beat Oliveira to be a legitimate belt.
He does. But I would not like a champion just like to get a belt and then leave. Like when GSP did that, when he beat Bisping, I didn't like that. That was no good, man. Defend your belt. You're not a champion until you defend your belt. Straight up. I've always said that.
Chat's going nuts over here saying, but Poirier, he's a fighter's fighter, bro. If anything, he wants to win just to prove that he can beat your ass. That's
true.
What you got to love about Poirier.
True, true.
And Matt's over here saying, if Poirier win, I'll win 3 fight parlay for 382.
Oh, man.
Damn. Alex Pereira, Holloway, and Poirier.
There you go, man. I mean, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Alex Pereira was a gimme. Holloway was questionable, but pretty much a lock. And Poirier, that's 50-50, dude. You're crazy.
You might not get that parlay like you want. But, man, so before we go into this, I got to get your take on this Chimaev situation.
I love it.
Hazmat Chimaev has been calling out everybody and their brother, dude.
That's what the fuck he needs to do. He's building hype, bro. That's all he's doing. It's awesome.
I get that. But there's sometimes where you got to zero in on your prey, and he just hasn't done that. Like, now he's calling out DC. He's calling out Brock Lesnar.
Well, first of all, they're not real call-outs. I mean, I'm sure that he would actually do some stuff, like actually meet him. But he's really just calling people out just to get his name out there. Like, oh, my God, he called out Brock Lesnar. You know, right. And it's working.
Right.
And I love that about people when he knows how to fucking build the hype, and it's awesome.
True.
But just think about it, though. I mean, he should be doing this, trying to fight these people.
He should.
Like he did Jack Hermanson. He knows that built his fucking hype up significantly, so he's going to probably continuously try to call people out. I think more fighters should do that. And that would be kind of funny, like, if somebody was just like, look, Oliveira, your grappling's the next level, bro. I challenge you to just a striking match. If the UFC could sanction stuff like that, which they probably could, I don't know.
Oh, 100% they could.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why not.
They'll turn into one championship, but yeah, they could.
I mean, imagine if they did that with like, and even like Chimaev just did straight wrestling.
Right.
You know, in the UFC, and the UFC promoted it.
That could
be cool.
It could
be. Or the UFC, or just do like they do, where it's like little other off-brands that the UFC kind of advertise sometimes, whatever.
Yeah, Submission Wrestling, EBI, those guys.
Yeah. Give them guys a little push with that, actually, instead of doing it on the main stage.
I kind of liked our discussion last week with adding managers as mouthpieces to these fighters.
Oh, man, I'm gonna have to start doing that, bro. I promise you.
I really think that needs to be pushed. I want to do
TikToks as the Don and be like certain people's managers.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Maybe I pull up an interview they do or something, and
dude,
then I'm like, okay, this is what he meant. You know what I mean?
Okay, look. Your first three fighters, okay? Your first three fighters. One has to be Bryce Mitchell, because the Don and Bryce Mitchell, that would be a damn good fucking combo. Next, you got to get
I figured the Don would help out people that aren't good at talking. And, I mean, he's real good at talking, Bryce Mitchell.
But the personalities have to.
Like, when people are shitting a bed on interviews, okay, I want to correct them.
I
want to be like, as their manager, this is what they meant. You know,
gotcha,
what I mean?
Gotcha. Okay. So Bryce Mitchell did pretty good at talking. But then you got to get Sean Brady. Sean Brady would be your.
Oh, Sean Brady's the reason that I thought of the idea.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
Sean Brady has to be a part of your stable. Backlog
helped me with the idea. I don't want to discredit him. He helped come up with that idea with me.
Yeah.
It was like a collection of all three of us.
And the third guy has to be somebody who doesn't speak real good English that just needs that bump.
Korean Zombie.
There you go.
Got you.
Yeah, I was gonna say
he's pretty good at what he does. I've read some stuff that he puts. It translates it on Instagram.
Yeah,
and I like the way Korean Zombie kind of trash talks.
Yeah, I mean it's not bad, but it just
y'all don't want me to do Stevie. I'll make fun of him the whole time.
Oh my
bro.
God! OH!
That's me, Stevie. I want my belt back. Have you seen my baseball?
It fits because I think he used to play baseball or some bullshit.
Oh, man, that's fucking funny.
Have you seen my wiener?
Please
see,
stop.
I'm coming for you.
Please stop. Oh, man.
PC, I'm coming.
So do you think, hold on, out of these three fights for Chimaev, who do you think is more legitimate going to happen? Chimaev versus Neil Magny, Chimaev versus Geoff Neal, or Chimaev versus Colby Covington? Come on.
Covington. And
shut up! Get the fuck out of here. Why?
He said it's... Hold on. J-Mo said I sounded just like the disabled kid in South Park. I don't know which one, but I love it. That's what I imagine when I hear Stipe. I want y'all to know this. A disabled kid from South Park. That's what he sounds like.
What, that kid Jimmy? The cripple fight? No,
it can't be Jimmy, because Jimmy
stutters. Who's the other guy?
There's Timmy. I know it ain't Timmy. It's one of the other two that was like at the camp.
Oh, okay.
The one that says boss? Or the one that is the boss. That's what we need to know. It's like the old school like cartoon shit. They used to have those two like personalities in a lot of cartoons.
I could not believe.
You got the short.
The one that is the boss. There you go.
Yeah, you got the short boss guy.
Yeah.
The big dumb guy that he bosses around.
Yeah.
That's always in the cartoons, bro. Old school fucking. You know what I mean? They're like, that's an old gimmick.
Yeah.
That's, in a way, that's kind of like what I'll do, too. You know, because I'll be the little boss saying, this is what the fighter needed to say.
Oh, man. Mice among men. Mice and men type shit.
Yeah. I'm like, Sean Brady's undefeated for a fucking reason.
Yeah.
He's looking for somebody that thinks they can break that.
Sean Brady.
Instead of saying, I'll fight anybody.
God, that is so stupid. Please.
I'll fight anyone.
If any fighter listens to this podcast, stop saying that shit. Call somebody out. Doesn't matter who.
You can say you'll fight anybody, but add to it.
Say you'll fight everybody. Fuck anybody.
I'll fight Dana White and his grandmama.
There you go. That something memorable.
I mean, yeah, just be fucking goofy. Be you, bro.
Yes.
Whoever you are, be you.
Yeah. But I mean, this week I'm looking forward for this week, man.
Eddie Alvarez.
What about Eddie Alvarez?
Sorry, I just read that out loud. Sean Brady sounds like Eddie Alvarez. I think that's what he meant when he said, Alvarez.
Yeah. And look what Eddie Alvarez is doing. Not much of nothing, yeah. Not much.
If Eddie Alvarez didn't get knocked out by Conor, I think I would have a little bit more, like, he would have a little bit more higher stake in, like, my, like, oh, yeah, he's a good fighter. But him getting knocked out by Conor the way he did, bro, that really kind of took his stock down for me. You know what I mean?
It was the equivalent of, like, Izzy DaCosta kind of thing, man. Once you beat the guy, he just can't come back. There's just no coming back from that.
I do want to say before, just the one thing that I really, really respect and like about Alvarez is that's a cheating son of a bitch. I mean, he'll go for illegal shit all the time.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
I love it, dude. It's a fucking fight. He ain't thinking. He's just trying to fuck you up.
Oh,
that's what
man.
You gotta respect about it.
If what's the term of you ain't cheating? You ain't cheating if you ain't, or you ain't trying if you ain't cheating, or something like that.
Yeah, that motherfucker. He get caught cheating all the time though. Get a little better at hiding it.
Yeah, yeah. So did you see? Did you see the video with Paulo Costa calling out United Airlines?
No.
Oh, my God. I wish I had the video. I really do, but I don't. So, Paulo Costa is going back to Brazil, right?
Okay.
And he's on United Airlines. So,
okay.
All of a sudden, somebody notices him that it's Paulo Costa. I'm thinking it's a fan of the UFC because
okay.
The guy says, get up. And you're out of here. Kicked him off the plane. He kicked him off the plane. He's done. He's sitting in the tarmac.
I'm a fan of UFC do that.
Well, say you're an air marshal and you don't like Paulo Costa. You can just say, get
motherfucker, an air marshal ain't going to abuse his job like that.
You don't think? As quick as people get thrown out of planes for less. I mean, all he had to do was be drinking or saying the wrong thing at any point. Get off the plane. Anyway,
I'll tell you this right now. I wouldn't do that. That's fucked up.
He got thrown off the plane. So he's sitting at baggage claim doing a selfie video talking about, like, I need a lawyer. Somebody come represent me because I want to get this wrong righted. United Airlines sucked. They just threw me off the plane for no reason. This is bull crap.
Now, did you see video? Because it's probably not for no reason.
No, he didn't.
You're just going to take his word on it?
Of course not. Of course not. That's why I think... Fuck him. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and saying, like, a fan of, like, Israel, like, threw him off. Like, a fan of Izzy said, get off the plane, you suck.
Now, that motherfucker probably was acting stupid or something, bro. He's got that personality.
But he went on for, like, a good 5-10 minutes about how United Airlines suck.
You ever see his Twitter and shit, bro? It's hilarious.
Oh, no, I haven't.
It's like always like king of the bitches and stuff. Like, this motherfucker don't have no respect.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He probably was calling somebody a bitch or something.
Yeah, Paul Acosta need to get out of here.
Either that or it was a fake Twitter account. That could be possible. Somebody pretending to be him. I don't remember. I just thought I remember seeing that shit.
But, yeah, it was fun. It was fun. So, let's just get into this card, man. Where do you want to start? You want to start at the bottom or start at the top?
Bottom, at the very bottom. Let's get it going.
Luis Schmoka taking on Vince Morales. This is a 135 fight because the bantamweights are on display in this card. So,
now,
go ahead.
For me?
Yeah.
I think both these guys are pretty good.
I don't know much about Morales.
Well, let me tell you about him.
Okay.
He just got a win 3 months ago in the UFC against Draco Rodriguez. And I think I remember that fight being a pretty good banger.
Right.
But he's lost to Chris Gutierrez. That's what made me a year ago. You losing to Chris, that makes me lose faith in you at all.
Was it a decision loss? Or was
Chris leg kicked him?
Oh,
that's not even the right guy. Shit, Chris Gutierrez, he's good. He leg kicks. Never mind. I'm thinking of another name with a G. I don't fuck myself up, bro. But either way, that's a little disrespect because I thought it was a different Chris.
Okay.
But either way, I had to go with Smoke with decision. They both don't have the best record, but Smoke is a little bit of a better name, so whatever.
Yeah, I went Schmoke a decision too. Schmoke and a pancake. So next, man, we got the man Mickey Gall taking on Alex Morono.
The man Mickey Gall. I guess we can call him that, bro. Mickey Gall is pretty fucking cool.
He's got a good ass podcast, dude. You gotta check it out.
If Diego Sanchez heard you call him the man,
oh my God.
He'd fucking stab you, bro.
Speaking of Mickey Gale. But speaking of Diego, man, prayers go out to him, dude, because he's going through it right now with that COVID shit, dude. You see that?
Wow, it's COVID that he's going through. I heard he was in a hospital.
Yeah, he's got COVID pneumonia and blood clots in his legs, real bad.
They killing that motherfucker. It might be that one guy, the sensei guy. He probably like put a fucking curse on him, yo. I'm not even kidding. I don't trust it.
Yeah, it's bad.
I never said anything bad about that guy, just in case. He's a witch.
Covering all bases.
All right, well, look.
Oh, he did say J-Bone. J-Bone with the facts. He's feeling better. He's out of it. That's awesome. Right. That's awesome. Good to hear.
Now, Alex Morono, he's a pretty good opponent for anyone, but I feel like Mickey Gall has been slowly getting better. I got to go with the Gall fucking submission round two.
There you go.
He's going to have to fucking watch, because I think Alex is going to come out, you know, he's going to wet the weather to storm, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't think that he has a striking to compete with Morono.
No.
J-Bone saying Gall first round knockout.
Fuck, I mean, no.
Striking's pretty good, and Gall has been improving, but I don't think it's up to that level.
If he gets him on the cage, maybe. If, like, it's dirty boxing, he gets him up on the cage so he can't get it. Yeah. But if it's one-on-one, it's not going to be knockout in the middle of the ring. It's just not going to happen. Yeah, I got Mickey Gall in this one, too, but via decision. I think he's going to grind him out, like, and push him up against the cage and punch the shit out of his face.
Mm.
All right, next we got Felipe Linz taking on Azmath Mirzakhanov. I can't believe I said that almost close right.
Hold on, what? Is that? I don't have that as my next one.
You don't have Felipe Linz in this fight?
Uh-uh.
All right. It probably got scrapped. I don't know.
Maybe mine's old.
Let me check. I'm going to check right now.
Hold on. Azmath?
Yeah.
Or whatever?
Yeah.
He's fighting Jarrett Vendaner. Vendera.
Vendera.
Vendura. Vendura. The mountain dude. His name's the mountain.
Okay. Hmm. What the...
Whose is right? Who's more up to date?
I'm checking Tapology right now because usually they have it.
I'm on it right now.
Okay.
I'm literally on it, but I don't know if I have to reload. I'm more up to date. Felipe Linz is out.
All right. Good. All right. Well, who you got then? Because I had Linz in this fight. I had Linz knocking him out in the second round.
I believe I would have had that as well. But this guy is... he's a Russian.
He's a Russian? Oh, Jesus.
The Azmat guy?
Yeah. Oh, this is the dude with the squirrel on his head? Is this the guy with the squirrel on his head? Please say it is. What's his name?
No. This guy is coming from Contender Series 2 months ago.
Oh.
So, but the thing is Felipe, this is, I believe this is his first fight in heavyweight or something. Because it looks like before he was fighting light heavyweight, I believe. Well, Wolfhead.
Oh, Wolfhead.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest. I didn't know that Jarrett was a last-minute replacement, but either way, I feel like this guy, Jarrett Vendurna, I don't even know how to say his name, but I feel like he's like somebody that they're like, you know what? Let's just see if you can knock this motherfucker out. You know what I mean? Like, he's that guy. Like, if you knock him out, you are right in our book.
Okay.
So I felt like it's going to be a first-round knockout for the professional Mirzakhanov.
Mirzakhanov is 10-0, though.
So it's it. First-round knockout for Mirzakhanov.
All right.
I mean, that's it. He's going to win. He's 10-0. He's a 10-0, though. Like, motherfucker, okay, well, what's wrong with me saying first-round knockout for him, then?
10-0, first-round.
Sounds like you're just helping my fucking thing.
That's fucking right. I'm going the other way, though. Fuck it.
The 12-6?
Yeah, he's coming off a loss. He's going to redeem his loss. Fuck it. He's going to redeem his loss. I'm going Venera.
He might be a lot bigger. That's the only difference. Because this guy's only 5'10". Vendera is 6 foot fucking four, dude.
Woo! That's a big ass boy. Good
so
Lord.
He got somebody DC size 5'10". You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Good shit.
It's a 71-inch reach to 80-inch reach, bro. But
let's
I'm still
go.
Going with Lil Shorty getting in tight
let's
and knocking
go.
Him out, boy.
Let's go. Fuck it. Let's go. I got Vendera.
Good
watch,
shit.
Watch.
Hey, I'm with it. I would have had Felipe Linz against him.
Yeah, I'd have definitely thought Felipe would have won. All right, so we got next fight. We got a lightweight fight. Claudio Puelles taking on Chris Grootsmacher.
That's the Chris I thought it was.
Oh, you thought it was Grootsmacher.
I thought he lost to Chris Grootsmacher by leg kicks.
Hey.
I was like, get the fuck out of here, this wrestler dude. And then I remembered who Chris Gutierrez is. I forgot all about that guy for a second.
Okay. Come on. Linz would have thrown him on the ground. J-Bone's in here saying Linz is a bum. I don't know about all that. Linz ain't no bum.
Yo. Linz is kind of a bum.
Oh, my God.
Shut up. That is. But I feel like Linz was a faster heavyweight than Vendurna is going to be.
Okay.
That's why I said that.
Okay. So who do you got in this Gutmacher?
Oh, this one, I'm not.
Claudio
I think Guccinero or whatever. Guccimacher. I feel like he's not that good of a fighter. Like, he had some hype way back. But he's been shitting in bed mostly, bro.
He is favored in this fight.
I don't care, man. I don't care. I mean, he's not the favorite, actually. It's near even.
But he's favored.
I'm going with El Nino fucking whipping his ass.
Okay.
Via decision. You like how intense?
Wow, that was fucking intense. Yeah.
We'll beat the fucking shit out of him and get the decision win, you son of a bitch.
Don't you fucking forget it.
It's going to be the most intense decision ever. 30-24.
Oh, man. I'm saying Guzmacher wins. I'm going to say via decision, because that's what it was like his last three fights were.
Bro, he is so. He already feels like he hit his old age. Like, he seems slower now. Chris does.
Jesus.
Watch, you're going to be like, wow, dude.
I mean, he's 35. Once you hit 35.
Think this. What's that guy's name?
What?
He had a heroin problem.
Okay.
And he's like a welterweight.
Welterweight with a heroin.
He keeps coming back, and he does pretty well sometimes.
Sean Strickland? Sean Strickland?
No. He's got a big-ass beard, bro.
Okay.
Like, darker hair.
Ryan Barberino?
Fuck all you guys. He's not in the top 10 at all.
Ian Inez.
Ward McGee! Thank you, Matt. You're the fucking man. Matt's always elite. Son of a bitches.
Court McGee.
I feel like Chris is on Court McGee's level.
Oh, man. That's not good.
That's what I'm saying. I feel
that's
like
he's not already, good. That's
he,
not good.
He's in the game a little bit longer than what he probably should be, but yeah. He's still competitive to certain people, certain matchups.
All right. So this is a test, really, for Claudio.
That's what I'm trying to explain to you. With that, it took me that long to just say that this is just a test.
All right. So next. So, I'm taking Chris via decision. I think Claudio fails the test.
Fucking Matt's on it, dude. Son of a bitch. I'm sorry.
Court McGee. That is a fucking long-ass reference, or old-ass reference, I should say. So, this next fight is my fight of the night, I think. This is my dark horse. Alonzo Menafield taking on William Knight, dude. These guys are jacked to the gills. And are just ready to swing at anything. Somebody's getting knocked out in this fight. That's almost a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Almost a guarantee. I want to know who you got, buddy, because I already wrote it down. I don't see it going to decision at all, J-Bone.
Now, I feel like both these guys... Like, come out swinging. You know what I mean? They don't fucking hold no punches.
Fuck no.
And I think the one that's probably has a little bit better cardio. I could be wrong, but I thought Menafield would be been around a little bit more.
Yes.
Fought a little bit more. I feel like Menafield's style, he'll be able to cardio last a little longer. So I went with a second round KO.
Okay.
I feel like they might blow their they might literally almost blow their lives in the first round, you know, trying to kill each other. I could see that.
Yeah, so you say KO first round?
Second round, sorry. Menafield.
Gotcha. All right. Me, I pick William Knight for this one, man. William Knight, because he has the straighter punches. With Alonzo Menafield, he likes to hook a lot. He gets his opponent and throws them left-right hooks, and just, I don't know. I think a straight punch beats a hook every time. So I'm saying Knight knockout in the third round. Oh, J-Bone, give me some credit, man. Come on. Look, I'm about to come away with the best win in the Fight Pick Championship, so Buddy has to wear that signed DC shirt. When Hendo gets his ass ragged out. I'm trying to win here. All right? I'm trying to win.
Listen. I just want to let you know that Court McGee just won a fight on the 5/22/21.
What is this, the heroin circuit?
It was Claudio Silva in the UFC. I'm telling you. That's what I'm saying. He's still in the UFC.
Oh, my God. Poor Court. How is Kevin Lee out of the UFC and Court McGee still in? How is that even possible?
Well, Court McGee just won a fight. That's how, motherfucker. That's the difference.
All right, point proven. Point proven.
All right, so yeah, so what were we just saying? I feel like we got off topic because of me. My bad.
Yeah, Alonzo Menifield.
With his fight pick championship.
Okay.
You ain't got a shot to come back, bro.
Shut the fuck up. Shut your fucking dirty ass mouth. I'm going to win. And you're going to wear the shirt proudly on all your fucking streams, not just on this podcast. You got to wear it on your stream, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing. Hold on. That's another thing, J-Bone. A 90-year-old woman gave him a nickname and made him fight differently. See, Court McGee has a story now.
Okay.
That's the difference between Kevin Lee and Court McGee.
Okay. I say they both get released by the end of the year.
And also, Court McGee can pass the drug test, unlike Kevin Lee, even though he was a former heroin addict.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know about that, man.
Bro, look it up.
Okay.
Just go talk to him like, hey, dude, are you sober, bro? Really? Like,
today I am. Just... Tomorrow, I don't know.
me and my cousin have this debate. He thinks you're sober. I think, no way.
Oh, man.
You think he'll answer you?
I don't know. I'll hit him up on social media, see what he says. Hey, we didn't think Paul Felder would answer when we called him a fucking Dr. Seuss lookalike.
Right? Mallory Martin taking on Cheyenne, not buys.
Yeah, why has it got VMS or Vismas? It's Cheyenne Buys. That's her name. It's Buys.
Well, what? You know, she just took an L.
Yeah.
So maybe she's trying to reinvent herself.
This is a gimme fight for Cheyenne. They're trying to build her up.
Yeah, well,
Mallory's
Mallory Martin for the upset decision win.
Oh, Jesus.
And I just think that Mallory Martin will be able to do what she needs to. Cheyenne's been fighting too much too quick. Maybe not, but still.
I don't know. She's only had like two fights, right?
She about to get her ass whipped.
Come on, man. They want to make a star out of her. I'm saying she wins via submission, second round. Cheyenne buys.
Well, I'm going with the upset, Mallory Martin.
Whatever. All right, this is another.
Whatever.
this next one's another like. Oh.
Setup?
No, not this one. The following one. Sorry. Manel Cape.
Pretty competitive.
This is Manel Cape taking on Zagaz Zamagalegov. Is that how you say it? Zamagalegov?
Yeah, that's exactly how you say it. I guarantee it. It sounds perfect. So
I can't read Russian.
Me, I like the way Manel Cape fights better, but I do want to say that this guy, Zalgas, is the one weird-looking motherfucker, if I'm being honest. I said it every time I see this picture on fucking Tapology. His Tapology picture is weird as shit looking, bro.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it is. It's fucking
but yeah,
crazy.
I had to go with Manel Cape. I like the way he fights. He's in the fight. He stays in their face a lot of times. So, I'm with it. I like the aggression. But I said decision.
Okay.
What about you, man?
I say the same thing. Decision, I say,
Cape.
Yeah, Cape decision. So
yeah, well, they're both only 1-2 in their last three.
Yeah.
But they're both coming off a win, so who knows?
It's gonna be fun, like that. That has fight of the night potential, but you doubt it. Like they're very evenly matched. Like,
it don't have hype to it, but it could be a great fight for sure.
Right. So this is the one that I
know hype.
Oh damn!
Go ahead, hit me with it.
You said no hype. I think this is the one I'm looking forward to. Jake Matthews and Jeremiah Wells. Jake Matthews is a fucking stud. Come on, man.
Come on, tell me why.
All right. Jake Matthews may be coming off a loss to Tom Brady, but he was on a 3-fight win streak. He beat up Diego last time he won.
Yeah, a year ago, brother.
So what? Come on.
That fight against Sean Brady.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked, I guess, okay, but Sean Brady was easily out-grappling him.
Okay, and you got what? Jeremiah Wells in this?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my God. You're fucking crazy.
Jeremiah Wells, submission round two, brother. Bro, he's got a win against Warley Alvarez. His last win's Warley Alvarez, bro.
Okay.
Or Alves, whatever. Alves. You know who Warley Alvarez is? He's got a win against Colby Covington, bro.
When? Like 92? Get the fuck out of here. Fucking Jake Matthews right, well, has look, got this via decision all day.
Jake Matthews was just subbed in his last fight.
Yeah, he was.
This guy's coming off of a 3-fight win streak, and one of them was a sub. I mean, yeah. This guy's not going
to
do what? Like,
but
Jake
this
Matthews
guy likes
not...
to strike. This guy, the Jeremiah Wells, likes to strike. That's what this is about.
Care.
This
he's
is going to be a
beat
striking
his
match.
Ass and then take that neck, and then he's going to cry about it.
Fuck you. Oh, man.
Like, you act like whenever I say submission, I don't mean that they're just going to grapple all the time, bro. Like, literally, look how fucking Glover Teixeira just did it. He beat his ass first, and then he grappled him.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
It is pretty funny. I see the little hand and the fucking smashed fucking MMA marks.
It's all good.
All right, what do you think? Let's hear about this banger. Coconut Bombs takes on Thunder. Who you got?
Oh, anybody can beat Coconut Bombs. Anybody. I fucking hate Coconut Bombs. Get him the fuck out of here. Yeah. Maki Pete Dololo. Get him the fuck out of here. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Damn.
You could have put him up against CM.
How you got homie winning?
I knock out first round. I really don't care. Maki sucks. Get him the fuck out of here. I hope he leaves.
Well.
KO round one. Duskov. I'm not even going to pronounce the last name. It's Russian as fuck.
I'm going with a decision win for Petola.
Shut your fucking mouth. Are you serious? Are you
serious?
Please put some money on this. Please.
Is it like a big underdog or something? He's a slight underdog, bro. Chill.
He's on a 3-fight losing streak. Please put some money on this.
And your guy's on a 2-fight losing streak.
I don't care. I don't care. Coconut Bomb sucks so bad. Dude.
Serbia.
I'll put $20 on it right now.
I don't have $20.
Okay, I'll put $1 on it right now.
Listen.
He was winning his last fight until he wasn't, right? Until he got choked out. He just got caught. J-Bone. Me and you are just not seeing eye to eye right now.
How about this? Are you so sure that you're willing to bet if you lose the bet,
okay,
your character in the Fight Cube, the Fantasy Fight Federation,
yeah,
has to wear like a dumb hat or something. Make you wear something like...
You can put me in all pink and give away my chain if Maki wins.
All right, what's my end? Can't be that good because you think that is such a high advantage.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
What do I get? What do I have to do?
If you lose... Easy? I can't believe you're betting Maki to win, dude. That's just crazy. Man.
All right, well, who Barbarena or Weeks?
All right, you have to sing Happy Birthday like Marilyn Monroe to whoever.
Bitch, what?
If on stream, you don't have to record it, but on stream. Like the whole happy birthday, Mr. President kind of shit.
I'll sing it for 5 minutes. I mean, 5 minutes. I'll sing it for 10 seconds.
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. I want to see it, though. I have to be present for it.
We'll clip it.
All right. It can't be 3 a.m. because that's not fair. All right, somebody has to witness this.
Fine, we'll do it when you come into motherfucking stream.
There you go. All right, that's fine. Because you heard it here, Maki's gonna fucking lose because he sucks. He fucking sucks. I can't believe you're taking fucking coconut bombs to win. How do you got him winning again?
Who?
Maki.
Motherfucker, I got to win a decision, bro.
Oh, my God. You're fucking sad. All right. This is about
to... Who are you picking for this next fight, bro?
Oh, come on. This is the most lopsided fight of the whole card. Brendan Allen. Brendan Allen taking on Chris Curtis? Come on.
I'm seeing Brian Barberena taking on Darian Weeks.
Darian Weeks? What the fuck?
Maybe this was just added?
Yeah, I didn't even know about this.
All right, so I'll give you a rundown. You know who Brian Barberena is, right?
Yeah. He was supposed to be on a podcast.
He keeps pulling out of fights because of back issues, right?
Oh, no. Taking on a 5-0 Darian Weeks.
Oh, you're able to see it? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Darian Weeks, he just got nine months ago, a win against someone in LFA, which I guess is pretty good.
Okay.
So, but really, this guy only has 5 fights under his belt professionally.
And this is his debut.
But Brian Barberena has been fucking having back issues, too.
Yeah.
Has he been training properly? This, that, and the fucking other.
Barberena's on his way out.
He's trying to make his way back in, if you will.
Yeah. I'm taking the debut guy. Darian Weeks should win this fight. I got him winning third round TKO. He wants to be a boxer, so he's going to take his time. All his stuff is punches and strikes, and there's one rear naked choke in his repertoire.
Look, I got to say that I think that Barberena always loves a brawl. I think that Darian Weeks is 5-0 and was going to come in his UFC debut and try to brawl. I think that one of them catches the other. And right about now, it might be Barberena with the first round knockout.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Because I think they're going to go in there and Barberena's always in a brawl, bro.
He is. He does like it. But
and I think the fact that this guy's debuting and going to have a little bit of jitters, and he seems like mostly a banger, he's probably going to get baited right into a brawl with fucking Barberena and lose that brawl.
Yeah, but have you ever had back issues?
No.
It affects your breathing really quickly. Like, if you move a certain way and it back acts up, dude, you can't breathe. You can't move. You don't want to do shit. So if you got back issues, dude, you should not be in that.
This motherfucker might be healed up. We just know that he kept going back in our face because of that shit.
That's true.
And once your adrenaline hits, fuck a back issue. He'll fucking have a broken back afterwards.
A bacchiotomy. Fucking his spinal.
All right. Let's hear this lopsided ass fight. What's so lopsided about this, bro?
Brendan Allen taking on Chris Curtis?
Yeah, let's hear this.
Come on, he's like a -400 to win. Chris Curtis got a fucking lucky-ass punch on Phil Halls.
Lucky, bro? Let's stop calling that lucky, bro.
That is straight luck, okay? He closed his eyes and threw a punch.
Right? Hey, Curtis was getting fucked up, right?
The whole fight.
But my man did not get a... He withstood everything that homie was throwing, Phil Halls.
True.
The strikes that were landing and that were landing very significantly, mm-hmm. He still stayed fucking in the fight. And he just happened to catch homie with a good counter. How was that lucky? I'm getting fucked up and then I whipped his ass.
No, okay.
You fucked up. You still won.
Okay, look. Luck is when you're getting fucked up and you close your eyes and just throw. Like
that motherfucker countered him, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
Look at that again, dude. His eyes were closed. Bro,
Let's stop talking about this fight because it's Brandon Allen's submission. Round one, son.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I went into that big debate. I just don't like you calling it a lucky knockout.
It is a lucky knockout.
He's a fucking quick starting son of a bitch. He comes out and runs through people sometimes. And this Chris Curtis ain't going to be able to fucking withstand what Brendan Allen's going to come with.
Thank God. Yes. Okay, Brendan Allen's going to heel hook the shit out of this dude. It's going to be great. He's going to cry. He's going to tap. And he's going to go home limping.
I like Chris Curtis. I like that he stayed in the fight and won.
He closed his eyes and just threw a punch. Watch the fight again. He closes his eyes and throws his a punch.
Throws his a punch.
Okay. The Grand Marnier is fucking talking right now. But Jesus, man.
Only the finest, the breast milk.
Yeah.
It's 100% Cambodian. Breast milk, you make my day.
All right, next fight. Jimmy Crute taking on Oven Mitch Jamal Hill. Who you got?
I love the way Jamal Hill strikes.
But can he still strike that way with a broken arm?
Well, that motherfucker, it was a dislocation or something, allegedly.
Okay. But allegedly, it was hanging. It looked like...
I mean, instead of just a break, you know what I mean?
Okay. I was going to say, because
he calls him Oven Mitch because... His tattoo looks like oven mitts. It's supposed to be boxing gloves or something.
Yeah, look on his chest.
He's in contention for one of the worst tattoos in MMA.
100%. Worst tattoo ever.
I'm a fan of Hill striking. I'm not a fan of his grappling. And I know if anybody can grapple anybody, Crute can grapple him. Crute's going to get that first round submission. It's going to be two first round submissions back to back.
Yeah, I got Crute winning first round submission as well.
So Brendan Allen getting the first round submission, then Crute's getting a first round submission. I'm telling you, it's gonna be a fucking fun night.
Yeah, I can't fucking wait.
Oven mitty titties. That's what we call them now.
Oven mitty titties. There you go.
Sounds cool. All right, now this is the people's main event right here.
I cannot believe this dude is still fighting. How is this possible? Clay Guida is still fighting.
Do you remember the fight, his last fight with Marco Madsen, bro? Tell me that didn't win you over. Clay Guida did not win you over. And I felt like Clay Guida won that motherfucking fight, boy.
I was leaning Clay. I'll be honest, I'm leaning Clay.
He won us back. He won everybody's, like, everybody, if you don't fuck with Clay Guida, watch the fight against him and against Marco Madsen. You'll fuck with him again.
Yeah. I want Clay Guida to win. I really want him to win. And they're both coming off of losses. Man, and like you said, Santos is older than Clay, which is crazy right now, dude. It's crazy.
Right? But it's almost like it's a setup fight for Clay in a way.
A little bit. Like, you just... Clay needs something... Yeah.
But look, I think Clay Guida's grappling, wrestling is gonna it can compete with a lot of the best in the fucking lightweight division. Santos, he's got a grappling of his own, but I don't know, man. I mean, can he compete with, if it goes on the ground, is he gonna be the have the upper hand? Who knows?
Yeah.
Because Clay Guida is very good at not being submitted. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen him get. People get him in chokes and he gets out, bro.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't think there's a threat on the grappling with Leonardo Santos. And Santos has punching power, but Guida's been looking really sharp with his striking, bro. And he's finally fighting somebody around his age, so where he's not going to be the slower guy, but he's probably still going to be slower. But he's used to that.
Clay Guida is crazy. He's in that case.
I'm team Clay Guida right now, bro. I can't help it.
I'm going with J-Bone on this one. I got Santos on this. I mean, just Clay Guida was so slow in his last fight. Yeah, he won me over.
He's going to knock him out for me, boys.
Oh, my God.
I got him winning by decision, but he's going to knock him out. If he knocks him out, that was for MMA Mark's Twitch channel. Specifically, yeah. Our whole community.
I got Santos' decision. And Jay Poppy, I'm never wearing a Connor shirt, dude. Never going to wear it. I'm telling you right now, it's not going to happen. I'm going to beat Buddy in this Fight Pick Championship, and he's going to wear the Ragdoll Henderson shirt where DC slams the shit out of Dan Anderson.
Yo, that was on my recommended list. It literally was a fucking thing it said. DC Ragdoll's fucking
Hendo.
Dan Anderson. I was like, why is this in my recommended, dude?
I'll email you the fight, man. It was a good fight. You got to check it out.
Who you got, Fazeev or Riddell?
Oh, my God. This has Fight of the Year on it. I got Fazeev, but Riddell is so fucking elusive. I love watching Rafael Fazeev fight, man. He is one of my favorite up-and-comers.
They're both fucking great. Speaking of last matches, you think about their last matches. Fazeev had that fun fucking fight with Bobby Green.
Yeah.
Seemed like he even learned during that match.
He was learning on the fly. It was great. You've seen it too, man.
And then you got Brad Riddell, who had that fucking match with Drew Dober, and just he did what he had to do. You know that he has the grit to fucking just win the fight, you know? Both these guys show a lot of fucking potential. I gotta go with Fazeev because I'm a fan of his style more.
Yeah.
But Riddell could eat, like, this could go either. I think this is like a 50-50 type of deal for me.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
I had to go with Fazeev because I'm more a fan of his style. I think it goes to decision.
Fazeev decision, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I got Fazeev, but I got MTKO in him in the second round. I'm telling you, this cannot go to decision. Somebody has to be a definitive winner in this fight, man. I don't want to see split decision. I don't want to see draw, even though that's probably going to happen. I want to see a definitive winner. I got Fazeev knocking him out in a second.
Yeah. It's gonna that's be what crazy. You're saying. It's so close.
It is. This has got Fight of the Year. If they fight to their potential, whoo, man. We're going to be talking about this fight next week. Guarantee it.
Hell yeah.
And the main event is just as good. I like Rob Font, and I love Jose Aldo. Jose Aldo is my favorite fighter. I can't not lie about that. So I am picking Aldo 100% decision on this one. But, man, Rob Font, his combinations scare me because he is fast, he is straight, and he just doesn't stop.
Somebody talking about Aldo's... Matt's saying Aldo's cardio is bad. I think it's pretty good, bro.
Fucking Matt's cardio is bad. Fuck him.
That's probably better than yours. It's legit probably better than yours, Ricky.
How dare you talk about really, Aldo that way?
I felt that shit. You were serious. Listen, I think Aldo has a pretty decent cardio. I think Rob Font is a pretty fucking great fighter.
Yeah.
But I feel like he hasn't fought the caliber of fighters that Jose Aldo has fought and proved himself worthy or proved himself better than. And I think that experience is going to be a big fucking factor here. I think Aldo does find a way to get the decision. He's going to come with a strategy that just helps him just skate through and win.
Yeah, I like Aldo a lot in this. I'm thinking Aldo's going to incorporate the leg kicks more. He's going back to his old ways. Like Jay Bone said, he's back to his old boxing gym. I mean, I want to see the Aldo of old, and we're starting to see that. I like that. But like I said, Rob Font scares me with them straight punches and those combos, but he's weak in the body, which is great. If you hit Rob Font, he in his ribs and in the body, he really does not like that. And you can see it. Like he immediately covers up, he backs off, he keeps distance, He tries to piece you up from on the outside. And Aldo is a blitzkrieg fighter, man. He's going to come in, them leg kicks.
You know. No, and I don't mean to cut you off. Sorry.
Oh, you know I can go for days on this.
Let me cut you off here and just tell you one little thing, too, is for those of you that think that maybe Rob Font might work that clinch, try to push him against the cage or something, just remember, motherfuckers like Chad Mendez tried that shit and got kneed in the motherfucking dome. Right?
Quickly.
So, every angle's dangerous with Jose Aldo. Yeah. Rob Font's got great fucking striking, but I feel like Aldo's got more tools.
This is the biggest test.
We're just hyping up Aldo right now, though.
This is the biggest test of fucking Rob Font's career. 100%.
Go ahead.
I just don't see him having anybody, fighting anybody of that caliber, of anybody that's going to push him the way Aldo will.
And if we compare Jose Aldo to someone like Frankie Edgar, who kind of were really at their peak of their career around the same time, and they stayed in it, it's obvious that and they both cut weight in later on in their career, which is not a normal thing. You know, they went from fucking 145 to 135, but Aldo definitely is being more competitive with the top guys than fucking Frankie Edgar.
You mean, yeah, that's true.
He's still in it. To me, I think Jose Aldo is a really, really good gatekeeper for top five of the bantamweight.
Yeah, which is scary because at any point, if he goes on a run, he could get that title. He could, I mean, you could, I don't know about beating Peter Yan, but he could beat Aljo. You know that.
Well, he can beat anybody on any day.
True.
That's all these guys. Even BJ Penn against Brock Lesnar. He might beat him one day.
Yeah. And Brock Lesnar's sleeping. But I'm glad. I'm actually surprised that you took Aldo in this fight.
I'm not a Rob Font guy, dude. I'm not. He's the fucking Mexican cartel or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, the New England cartel.
Yeah, like, I'm not big on that team, bro. They're cool. I like them, but I'm not as big as everybody else. I don't, you know, we ain't up north. We down south now.
That's you way down south. You about as south as they go.
Yeah, well, Brazil's down south, too.
Yeah, that's true. King of Rio right there, baby. Man.
Florida, Brazil, same shit. You know what I want is a Jose Aldo burger, bro.
Oh, I would love to get one of those.
Punch somebody in the face for one right now. I want to look up his restaurant, see what his food looks like, bro.
It's Famous Burger. That's what it's called.
What is he? Just a fucking... That sounds like a regular-ass burger place.
It is. It kind of is, but it's like the McDonald's down there, dude. Famous
Burger. So he just opened up a chain and he didn't do his own shit?
Right.
Don't even have a Jose Aldo burger?
I don't think so. I didn't look at the menu, but I know it's called Famous Burger.
He ain't doing it right.
Yeah. He's making money hand over fist, though.
Maybe the Don needs to tell him how to fucking live his life.
He's another person that I wish spoke decent English. If he spoke...
His English ain't too bad. I feel like UFC used to tell him not to. Yeah. To make him more like... To Americans want to beat their ass, you know?
Yeah. But...
And in a way... Sometimes it's better that way. People like to be like, oh, let's vote for the American.
Yeah. Fucking patriotic pride and shit.
Hometown. You got to vote for your hometown always.
Yeah. What did you think about Benel Dariush taking on Islam Makhachev?
Makhachev. Extra pinky out on that one, boys. Now, listen. Benil is a cool fighter. He's a cool dude, but he's a brawler. Who has, if they go to the ground, it's dangerous for most guys.
Yeah.
He's fighting Makhachev, who's gonna fucking try to grapple the shit out of him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he can compete with that, so I'm gonna lean fucking Islam.
If you're Benel, like, why would you agree to that fight? That's
because he could knock him the fuck out.
I don't know,
and to grapple him, he's probably gonna lose a decision. That's what it's probably going to be a decision Makhachev, because Makhachev's going to do enough, but I don't think he's going to submit Dariush or knock him out.
I think it's a bad move for Dariush to take that fight. I mean, you're so close to the top, and you're gonna go against a guy that is strength everywhere you're weak. Like, that's just not smart. That's not smart.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that Dariush is weak in grappling, but I would say probably against Makhachev, he will be the weaker guy.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. 100% on that one. But so have you heard anything else? Any craziness over the weekend or anything you looking forward to?
Dariush. Well, there's Dariush hate in the chat, we see. Dariush is a bum.
Dariush is a bum.
I think Islam gets his ass whooped by Oliveira.
So if Oliveira wins against Dustin, he's got to fight Gaethje. I think Gaethje beats Oliveira. Sorry, I think that happens.
You can say it all you want. I don't care. You know I got Oliveira.
Okay.
You said if he wins, he has to fight Gaethje.
Not. Okay. I'm not saying has to, but more than likely he's going to fight Gaethje.
I hope this motherfucker whips Poirier's ass.
Yeah.
And then calls out Connor and gets Connor.
Ugh. Connor's never going to come down there.
Imagine.
Never going to come down there. And Connor, that's why he's not.
Because of Oliveira. That's why he's not coming down.
Don't get me mad. Don't get me mad right now, man. Connor is not going to title fight as soon as he comes back. That's just fucking stupid.
He is, dummy. Deal with it.
Fuck no, dude.
Connor is the title, bro. Connor is more than the title, bro.
No way. No. You're diminishing your whole sport. You're diminishing your whole sport and company by putting it all on one guy. That's fucking stupid. Dana's not that dumb. He's not. To give Connor a title shot as soon as he comes back, that's fucking stupid. You discredit your whole division doing that. Your whole division.
Listen, his foot was a balloon.
Oh, I knew J Poppy was coming in with the fucking flags. Oh my god.
Yeah, so Barboza and Thug Nasty have verbally agreed. I don't know if it's set in stone yet.
Yeah.
Last I heard, he verbally agreed. Who do you have in that fight?
If it goes to the ground, it's got to be Thug Nasty. But if it's standing, Barboza's so fucking fast. I guess I'm leaning more Barboza at the moment. I think Barboza wins.
Yeah. I got Barboza beating the shit out of him. There's no way that Thug Nasty wins other than getting him to the ground and getting a submission. But even Barboza is like probably a lot bigger than Thug Nasty too. I think
he's taller. You know he's taller, but I don't know about bigger. He's definitely taller.
Well, my man screwed his one nut, so he's probably a little bit smaller than him. You know what I'm saying?
No. You ain't right, yo. You ain't right. That's fucked up.
Hey, I don't know if you wanted to preview anything. I don't know if you're trying to, like...
Go ahead.
Keep talking MMA, but we can talk about the Charles Oliveira-Dustin Poirier card. Now, that has Amanda Nunes taking on Juliana Pena.
Yeah.
Now, you think Juliana Pena has a fucking shot?
No. Not even a little bit. Like, I don't even know why she's fighting.
Like, I got first round knockout, Amanda Nunes.
I'll put a grand on that one.
All right, J-Bone mentioned Thiago Santos taking on Magomed Ankalaev.
That's gonna be a damn good fight. If Santos cannot
go with Ankalaev, bro.
If Santos can't move, then Magomed should win. But if Santos got some movement and that knee is all healed up, I don't know. Santos could take it. Santos could take it because Santos is fighting a hell of a lot smarter than he used to.
Yeah, well, I just don't think that he had, I think he lost a step after that surgery.
He did.
I don't think he's going to be able to compete with Magomed. You hear that Big Mouth is going down in weight? Going back down?
Who?
170?
Who?
Big Mouth.
Who's that? Who's Big Mouth?
Kevin Holland, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
He's going back down to 170.
He should be in 170. But it's going to suck.
He's got reach like John Jones.
I agree. But it just sucks for him as a 170 because all the great 170s are wrestlers. And he sucks at wrestling. So 185 is a striker's weight class. But 170 is a wrestler's weight class. So I can see why he went up to 185, but he needs to find some takedown defense. If that's all he has is takedown defense, he can make it work. He can make it work. But good for him going down to 170. I don't know. I don't really like the experiment.
Yeah, well, he used to fight 170 a little bit.
He did.
Now, what do you think about this fight? This is going to be on the Oliveira and Poirier fight.
What's that?
Jeff hands a motherfucking steel, Neil. Taking on Santiago Ponzinibbio.
Oh, Jeff Neal all day. Ponzinibbio is a done deal.
You can say that, but I mean, he just not.
His last fight was shown that he did not train right. He did not train right at all. Jeff Neal will whip his ass.
He won his last fight against Pieza.
Okay, but you could tell that he did not train right.
Yeah, with them leg kicks, remember?
It just didn't look. It didn't look crisp. It didn't look right.
I went with Neil decision is what I'm leaning right now.
Okay, I'm thinking he knocks him to clean the fuck out. Ponzinibbio's done.
Oh, Ryan Hall has another opponent.
Ooh, again. Who's he fighting?
He's on this card coming up. Not this weekend. Next weekend. He's fighting. It might not even be next weekend. Whenever the fucking Poirier fight is. He's fighting Derek Minner.
Oh.
Yeah, Minner's been doing pretty well. He lost his last fight, but it seems like he's a pretty good guy to go against somebody like Ryan Hall.
He might win. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I went with Hall's submission round one. You got to bank on it that most of the guys aren't going to be able to figure it out. He'll probably get it. It's either that's a 50-50. Is Ryan Hall going to sub the first round or not? 50-50.
Yeah.
Another one that's kind of under the radar, my dude, is Pedro Munhoz is taking on fucking Dominic Cruz, bro.
Shut up. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's on that night, bro. Next couple of cards are looking good, bro.
Yeah. Dominic Cruz. Oh, you got Josh Emmett and Dan Ige. That's a dark horse fucking fight.
Yep, yep.
Fuck yeah, dude. Augusto Sakai taking a Todd Duivasa. That's a brawler's dream.
So who you got between Pedro and Cruz? I went with Cruz decision.
Yeah, I'm taking Cruz.
You ain't got to stick with your pick right now. No,
I'm taking Cruz on that one. Yeah, pretty much.
What about Emin and Ige?
That's a coin toss for me, dude.
How you think it goes? I think Emmett knocks him out in the fucking second round, bro.
I got Ige decision, dude, because I think he's going to fight smarter. My boy Josh J-Bone.
Josh Emmett only has to land one fucking good punch, dude. He puts out motherfuckers.
That's true. But he's got weak-ass legs. He's got some weak-ass legs. That's where Ige can capitalize, man. Leg kick him and take him down. And then all that punching power goes out the window. It's very possible.
There's a lot of fights to look forward to coming up the next couple weekends. Yeah. I'll tell you what.
It's looking good, man. Looking real fucking good. Sean O'Malley loses. Oh, to Pavia. That's going to be funny.
I got to go with Sean O'Malley on that, bro.
I don't know, dude. Kyler Phillips fights a little like Sean O'Malley, and Fabio beat him. So I
would say that fucking O'Malley's a lot more crisp and fucking in it. Phillips seems like he's on an adrenaline dump rush, fucking going crazy.
I can see that.
Where's the Sean O'Malley fight?
Up top. It's on the main card. He's taking... He's a third fight. It's...
Oh, there he is. Yeah, I picked O'Malley decision, actually.
Yeah. Crazy. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one, man.
Well, I this guy's good, yeah. He gets cut a lot, though, remember?
Yeah.
Like, his head got cut a lot, right? Is that that guy?
I think so.
Kept losing and getting cut really bad, bro.
He's only lost 3 times in his career, though.
And he's got 21... He's 21-3?
Yeah.
This guy's pretty fucking experienced.
Yeah. I mean, they're not great fighters, but he's been... rocking and rolling. He lost to Kai Kara-France.
He's gonna knock the fuck out. O'Malley. He really sucks.
The thing that caught me off guard with O'Malley, though, like, he's saying that he is comfortable fighting a bunch of cans or fighting a bunch of no-name people to get his name up.
As he gets better and better, bro. What's the issue? So if he's saying he's not ready for a title run, that's what he's saying.
Okay. I understand.
We just got to accept it. The hype's there, but the hype's not on that level yet.
I understand that, like, he's not ready for a title run. We all know that collectively and subconsciously. We know he's not top 5 guy. But you don't come out and say it. That's where I get a little crazy. Like, come on, man. Like, you got to show your confidence. Don't show your hand where you're insecure. Like, you're in the fight business. You gotta project dominance. You can't just...
Paper hands O'Malley.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Alder Herb Dean.
But look.
You're older than these motherfuckers, bro.
Yeah. But look, brother, it's getting a little late for me. I got to get out of here soon.
All right,
bro. Do you have anybody you want to raid or anything?
Yeah.
Who you got?
We're going to raid me, myself, and I.
Oh, you're going right back to the scream. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, just let me... I'm going to hang up on you. You entertain them, and I'm going to get started.
All right. Well, look, I can't wait to beat his ass in the Fight Pick Championship and hand him the framed fucking shirt of DC ragdolling the shit out of Dan Henderson. Oh, my God. It's going to be so awesome. Because not only should he wear it on the stream, but after he's done, he's got to frame it and put it up in his office. Ah, can't. Ah, it's going to be so fucking good. I can't fucking wait. I just can't wait for that. It's going to be great. And then you get to see it every time he streams. Oh, come on, J-Poppy. Come on, man. You think I'm really going to lose this? You think this is ever going to happen? Nah, it's not. It's not going to happen. We'll see y'all next time. I'm Ricky. He's Buddy. We'll catch you next time. See ya!